everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm here with my pal, Vanessa.
Yes. Hey, everyone. I'm Vanessa Martinez, and I'm a newbie here. And this is super exciting because we are chugging right along.
Yes. This is 166th episode, the one with Rachel's big kiss. It's season 7, episode 20. It premiered April 26, 2000, with 16.3 million viewers. Vanessa, what happened?
Winona Ryder guest stars as Rachel's old college friend, who she may or may not have kissed, but Phoebe doesn't like her, believe her. Chandler and Ross fight over famous tuxedos for the wedding, and Joey convinces Monica to invite his parents to the wedding.
Yes, so let's start with Winona Ryder. Winona, I keep saying Winona.
I didn't even recognize her at first. I knew she was famous,
yes,
but it didn't click.
Well, she's from, you know, like she's like one of the biggest stars in the 90s, early 2000s with her films. And did you notice, and I of course recognized, like they manifested their guest stars. Winona Ryder was part of Ross's list, you know, in when they made the lists of these celebrity crushes, you know, that they could hook up with, you know.
So, I forgot who was on that list.
Yeah, so she's on there with Susan Sarandon, who we just saw in the season as well. So I thought that was interesting. And you are seeing these huge stars from film, like guest starring in TV shows. They're bringing in huge, huge stars because this is such a established comedy by now. So I thought that's cool for her to come in and to guest star as Rachel's college friend, which, you know, is hilarious because she like plays up the like, oh, Ray Green and sorority sister. And I just laughed because weren't you in a sorority? You're not like this with your girlfriend.
Yeah, but we didn't do like that Ray Ray thing. Yeah, so I feel like it was, I mean, maybe in the South there's people like that. I don't know. Yeah. I think in some places it's much more prominent than others.
Yes.
But yeah, so apparently they kissed in college and Rachel clearly remembered what happened, but Rachel doesn't. Or Phoebe, and you know, Phoebe doesn't believe.
No, yeah, Melissa doesn't remember. Yeah, so Winona plays Melissa, who is Rachel's college friend, and she sees her in the coffee shop, and then they want to get together and have dinner together. And then when she's talking about having dinner and catching up with Melissa, that's when Rachel discloses to the friends that, oh, yeah, we had a drunk night and we kissed. And everybody's like, what? You kissed? Joey gets all really excited about it. And then Monica already knows of the memory because she was like, oh, is that the one that you kissed? And she's like, yeah. And then Phoebe, who, you know, is very outgoing and everything herself, she doesn't believe Rachel at all. And so it turns into this whole thing of Rachel saying like, okay, well, why don't you come to dinner and Melissa will tell you. And while they're at dinner, then Melissa's completely denying it.
Yeah, that's funny because Rachel is so persistent that it actually did happen.
So persistent.
And while Phoebe is listening to the whole thing, she's kind of having a comical laugh inside because she's kind of like, ha, I told you so. It seems that Melissa did remember that Rachel kissed her after Rachel had kissed her again before Melissa left back to wherever.
Right, because Melissa's denied it the whole time. Yep. And so I think like, you know, after Rachel kisses her, how can you not remember this? And then she kisses her. Mm-hmm. And then Melissa admits that she's been thinking about it this whole entire time, that she's had a crush on her, that, you know, she doesn't imagine her when she's making love to her boyfriend. So I think Melissa is in the closet, you know, or maybe she's bisexual. Who knows? She never really discloses it. And then so then Phoebe sees that, is like, oh, okay. And then Phoebe, right after Melissa kisses Rachel, Phoebe comes over and kisses Rachel and says, I just wanted to see what all the fuss is about. And then Rachel's like, well, how was it? Good. You know what I mean? So there are two kisses by women in this series, in this episode. So it didn't go well with a critic in EW. This was an article written in 2001 by Nicholas Fonseca, and the title is Why Friends' Lesbian Kiss Was a Lame Stunt. It goes on to say, the moment had been endlessly plugged, and the only shock was really how unshocking it was. And so I think it was, if he says it was plugged, it's probably commercials of Winona, you know, in the series, and like you might have showed them kissing real quick. But I mean, it just seemed like it was a little like played up, you know, in a sense. And it wasn't really that big of a deal. I don't care for it, but you know, again, this is in 2000 when, you know, things like this was a big deal and this was a network show, you know? So it just shows the times of like how we've accepted, you know, more openly same-sex couples, you know, on TV. So, I mean, it didn't really add anything to the storyline, but I can see how they were trying to amp it up. but it really wasn't that big of a deal. Maybe because we knew we're millennial. Like, you know, it's like, cool. All right. You know, it's a different perspective. We're a different perspective.
Yeah, no, that's true. I wasn't like as surprised. I guess I was expecting it to happen. Because Rachel has been right a lot, except for when her ex-boyfriend didn't give her the files for whatever Ralph Lauren was looking at. But yeah, so I didn't really expect it. But I was thinking too, like that list that you mentioned and Winona Ryder was on the list. What if like inside cast, like talk, that was like their, like everyone made a list of who they would like to have on the show.
Yeah.
And what that was like their goal.
Yeah. What if it was like their friends list? Like, oh, I know this person. I can get this person on the list, you know?
Or something like that. And something they just were like, oh, let's turn that into an episode where we have our list of crushes that we have.
Yeah. I think we'll see. That episode was in season 2 and now we're in season 7. So season 2 is when it really started to pick up because, you know, as we've heard from Chandler and he said in other interviews that like when they did the replays during the summer after season 1, that's when it started to pick up. So I think maybe they're like kind of like thinking about that in a sense of like, this is who we want to get on the show and maybe it'll happen. And then just kept going, you know, it's been like 5 years. So, I mean, it is interesting. Like, you know, maybe they're friends and who they want on the show, like make the list and then it's happening. But like, I don't know. I kind of like wish they would have, you know, with these guest stars, I liked Susan Sarandon's guest starring. Winona Ryder was okay. I just think it was just kind of like, it could have been a little bit something more substantial in a sense. I mean, I can see how big of a deal it was back then, you know, to have a same-sex lesbian kiss, you know. In our perspective now, we're like, cool, awesome, doesn't bother me, you know?
Yeah.
But I wish they would have gone a little more with Winona, you know, or something else. But, you know, it is what it is. So another storyline that happened was back to the wedding, Chandler and Monica. And Joey tells Monica that he wants to bring his parents. And we see, you know, Monica already has the seating chart already all planned out with blue and red pins for Chandler and Monica.
Yes. Yeah. And Chandler has 10 pins only.
Yeah. And so, like, he's like, I have no pins. Like, it's all Monica's guests. And then Joey comes in and says, oh, where are my parents sitting? And she goes, oh, all the way in Queens. And then so then she makes, you know, adjustments to the seating chart, tells him, okay, bring them. And then he's like, but they don't want to come because they feel like it was last minute. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Like, well, damn Joey, if you do, damn if you don't.
Joey initially told his parents that they were invited. So
they didn't get the invitation.
Yeah, he hadn't told Monica that they were invited. So he tells Monica, hey, call my parents and tell them after, you know, after he said, you know, they're going to think it's the last minute. But if you call them, they might actually come.
Yeah.
So Monica calls them unwillingly and they decide that they're going to come, but they have special requests. It's also his niece's christening. So they were going to miss Joey officiating the wedding.
The show.
So Joey wanted Monica to push back the wedding by like 30 minutes. I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Monica's so stickler for her times. So then, yeah, she calls him, says the post office lost the invitation and that they're coming. So then that's the last of it. And that was it. And it was just showing, you know, the planning is happening and just building up to an actual wedding. So let's take a quick break and then we'll talk about more wedding planning. And this time it has to deal with tuxes for the guys. Be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. back. So the other storyline was Rachel helping Chandler and Ross with their tuxes. And since Rachel works at Ralph Lauren, she has all of these tuxes and she's the men's department. She's like the regional head of the men's department. And she tells Melissa that earlier in the episode. So we know what her official title is and that she is fitting Chandler for a tux. And Rachel gives Chandler the Bond, Pierce Brosnan, James Bond, Pierce Brosnan tuxedo. And he's all excited about it until he finds out that Ross has one from Val Kilmer, who is Batman at the time.
Yeah. And this is the second reference we have to Batman and Robin recently. A few episodes we heard, you know, when Monica tells Chandler that she was actually looking to sleep with Joey. Chandler says, you know, it's like you were looking for Batman, but you got Robin instead.
Yeah, that is the second one. I wonder why. Well, you know what? It's made by Warner Brothers Television and, you know, DC Comics, Warner Brothers. Maybe they were able to reference that because it is in the Warner Brothers family.
Yeah. So Chandler feels a little unspecial because Ross is also getting a tux that the celebrities wore. Rachel basically said that, you know, they loaned the tuxedos to the celebrities for different award shows. So these are the tux that have come back. And so Chandler feels unspecial, but in the end, it all works out.
Yeah, in the end, he doesn't wear the Bond tux. He actually gets a tux by Diane Keaton.
And it looked great on him, too.
Yeah, it did. I thought that was funny. So Ross was able to keep his tux, Val Kilmer tux?
I think so.
Oh, and then it wasn't even like worn in Batman. It was worn at first sight, a dopey love story of him.
Yeah, not even the real carpet to the Batman premiere. Yeah, just a random movie.
They both kind of like whatever with their tuxes. But yeah, it's true though. They do borrow these tuxes from, you know, these stylists and these brands like Ralph Lauren, you know, oh, who's your tux? Tom Ford. You know, what happens to them afterwards? Yeah, other people wear them. I'm sure this is a real like instance when, you know, you ask somebody from that store, you know, or that brand. I'm sure they're like, oh, this so-and-so. I don't know if they disclose it, but.
What was that celebrity we recently saw at the Emmys? Oh, Ted Lasso. The star for Ted Lasso.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, he wore a velvet tux, a blue velvet tux.
Yes.
And then photos started appearing of, was it Chris Evans wearing that same tux? Or Chris Hemsworth? It was somebody else.
I think it was Chris Evans wore a velvet tux, too.
Yeah, let me see.
I remember seeing him in that. I wonder if it's the same one.
Yeah, let me see.
It happens. Because it's a known brand that, you know, they get passed around in Hollywood. And it's like the women wearing the same dress.
Yes, Chris Evans and Jason Sudeikis basically wore the same tuxedo. Jason Sudeikis wore it this year, and Chris Evans, let me see when he wore it. He wore it back in 2019, so he wore it 2 years ago.
They think they can get away with it because it's 2 years. No, not in Hollywood.
They dressed it differently. So Jason Sudeikis wore the pants, the matching pants as well, with kind of little like boots. And Chris Evans wore the
black pants.
The black pants, yeah. And he wore dress shoes, black dress shoes. Ah. So there was a little bit of a difference. So they probably knew that.
Difference, but same.
But it wasn't fun. Like breaking news. It was just
No. It's just something. Yeah. I mean, it gets passed around. So so that was it for this episode. In the next episode, Chandler and Monica write their wedding vows. Please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.